In this talk, I'm going to present our work on efficient and scalable software detection in online social networks. As we will see later, by the term software, we refer to social malware. We wanted to introduce this term software to encompass all malicious posts propagating in social networks. However, it appeared that reviewers didn't like that term, so we wanted to remove it, but it was in the title, so we are sort of stuck with that for now. So sorry about that. So in this presentation, I will show you how to identify social malware in Facebook efficiently. The motivation of our work stems from the fact that social malware is rampant in Facebook. Recent study shows that like cyber attacks jump to 81% targeting mostly mobile and social networks. Interestingly, last week, Facebook acknowledged that 83 million Facebook accounts are fake, and they believe like 14 million of such accounts are controlled by malicious hackers to push malicious content in Facebook. Therefore, spam, scam, hoaxes, or even malwares are widespread in Facebook. Charlie Sheen's death hoax or free Southwest airline tickets are typical examples of such social spam. Given that Facebook has close to 1 billion users, it is very important to identify such social spam, which we refer software in this work. First, we argue that software is a new kind of malware and different from traditional email spam because it has new propagation platform where it tries to utilize or leverage users for viral propagation. How? For example, once user click this link or post, they're redirected to another external website for free $100 McDonald's gift card, but with only one condition. They have to share it into their Facebook page. Once user shared this content, it appears to her newsfeed so that her it appears to her friend's newsfeed so that they can see it, click it, and this way the propagation of this software keeps going in Facebook. This is how it is different from traditional email spam, since for email spam, users do not tend to forward it to her friends. Once hackers make sure like it starts propagating, they redirect users to different attack site. For example, here they ask users to complete surveys so that they can earn real money. Second, we argue that their software needs new defense mechanism because often it is hosted inside Facebook itself. For example, in one post, once user click it, it redirects user to the malicious application installation page where hackers can get user's personal information as well as the permission to post on user's wall at any time. Currently, there is no blacklist who can detect such malicious applications in any way. So, given from the fact that software needs new defenses, our first contribution in this work is to develop MyPageKeeper, a security application in Facebook. It obtained like 12,000 users after its first launch and who had like 2.4 million friends. Since MyPageKeeper monitors users' wall and newsfeed, we argue that like it is effectively monitors like 2.4 million users' wall. Second, we design an efficient and scalable software detection mechanism. It is efficient because it has a very low false positive and very low false negative rates. And it is scalable since we need only 12 EC2 microinstances to monitor like 12,000 users every 2 hours frequency. And it is easy to scale it up. Third, we show that socket is a new kind of malware since like 26% of flagged posts in our 4 months study points back to Facebook itself. In this presentation, I will follow this following roadmap. First, let's look into details of MyPageKeeper. So MyPageKeeper is a free Facebook security application which launched during like July 2011. Once user click like add button in MyPageKeeper on Facebook, MyPageKeeper starts monitoring user's wall and newsfeed. And if it finds anything malicious on user's wall or newsfeed, it sends notification to the user by sending emails or commenting on the malicious post. So in terms of like operation, MySQL basically has a three high-level module. So for obtaining user's authorization, once a user clicks the add button, MySQL asks these three permissions for user to allow for MySQL operations. Once user click allow, it receives a secret access token for that user, and using a set of crawlers in Amazon EC2, it continuously monitors users' wall and newsfeed. Once it receives the post from Facebook, it first filters the URLs and apply whitelist and blacklist. So there are two sort of blacklist at this point, like internal blacklist, like Google's browsing API or fish tank, which can be queried locally, or there are external blacklist like Web of Trust and so on, which needs to be queried over the network. For the sake of efficiency, for MyPageKeeper, at this point, we only use internal blacklist. So initially, when we developed this part, we thought like blacklist would be enough to identify all sockets in propagating in Facebook. But to our surprise, we found like it could detect very less amount of software in Facebook. That's why we were motivated to design our custom classifier. So later of this presentation, we'll see the performance difference between blacklist and our classifier. If any of this blacklist or our classifier identifies any URL as malicious, we flag all the posts containing that URL as malicious and notify users properly. So since we are arguing like this classification technique is the heart of MyPageKeeper detection mechanism, we'll look detail of this classification mechanism. So for identifying malicious URL, there are two major approaches in the literature. First, like URL crawler based approach, where URL is crawled using instrumented browser, and then the page content is downloaded and fed to the classifier. We argue that it is a little bit expensive because it incurs network latency. In second approach, however, like it takes, they apply lexical analysis or host-based properties like IP address, autonomous system number, or geological properties for classifying malicious URL. However, like since software often hosted inside Facebook, these features may not work well. Therefore, to design a fast and effective classifier, we use only the features which are readily available, such as messages, URL embedded in the message, number of likes, number of comments, and so on. And we aggregate such features across users. Then we feed these features into a trained support vector machine, a classifier model, to identify if it leads to a socket or not. So in the next few slides, we'll see the detail of these features. First, hackers often use keywords in the post to emphasize the appeal of the post so that they get a better click-through. For example, in these three posts, they are using like awesome, free, wow, OMG, and so on to increase try to increase the click-through rate of these things. So MyPageKeeper maintains a pool of such keywords, and if any post contains such keywords, it may lead to a socket. Second, we found that some malicious URL have very similar posts across different users, which is not typically true for very popular posts propagating in Facebook. For example, in latter case, some popular YouTube video is going on and people are talking about it, and they are putting their own text to describe their feelings about that post. So the intuition here is that if we find any URL with high message similarity, it may lead to, say, socket. Third, if we find any URL appearing in a large number of newsfeed and wall posts, it may lead to either a very popular post or a socket which is spreading pretty fast. Next, if we also count the number of likes and comments across that URL, if any URL has a large number of likes and comments, it may probably leading to a popular post. And the last one is the URL obfuscation, where like hackers often obfuscate URLs embedded in the post to by abusing URL shortener services. So if we find any obfuscated URL, we suspect that it may lead to a SQL post. Now we know the details of the classifier. Let's look how it takes to implement such a big system. For example, for implementing such a system, we had to implement the Facebook application, the crawlers in the Amazon EC2, the classifier code, and so on. We also designed it very scalable way. For example, the crawlers are very scalable since like 12 microinstances are enough to like crawl 12,000 users, and it is very easy to scale it up since all the crawlers are partitioned across different users. Similarly, the checkers has like different workload which are mutually exclusive. That's why it is very scalable as well. Now let's look into the evaluation of MyPageKeeper. For the evaluation, we collected data from MyPageKeeper from June to October for 4 months in 2011, where we had like 12,500 MyPageKeeper users. They had like 2.4 million friends. We had like 38.8 million newsfeed posts, 1.8 million wall posts, and so on. MyPageKeeper also leveraged user community to report us any suspected URL they find in their wall post or newsfeed. We had like 679 such posts in our data set. Based on this data set, we first try to find whether MyPageKeeper is accurate or not. For that, we first train the classifier with like positive and negative samples, then test it in this way. So the classifier, we fed like 752,000 unique URLs, and classifier found like 5,000 unique URLs appeared into like 60,000 posts. So now the challenge is, how do we know this 5,000 URLs are malicious? To figure that out, we tried different mechanisms so that like, for example, like flagged by blacklist, where we used both internal or external blacklist, or like flagged by Facebook, or flagged by blacklisted IP, and so on. By using such approaches, we could actually verify like 97% of our identified SQL are truly positive. So we conclude that MyPageKeeper is very accurate. Now we know that MyPageKeeper is accurate. What is its efficiency? To compare the efficiency of MyPageKeeper, we compared it with two other approaches. First one is like crawler-based approaches where any URL is crawled using instrumented browser to get the page content. And the resolver-based approach is like to resolve any shortened URL using HTTP redirection. As we see in this graph, like in terms of throughput, MyPageKeeper has like 20 times better comparing to other two approaches. And in terms of latency, it has at least one magnitude lower latency compared to crawler or resolver-based approaches. Now, let's look into the two components. Like MyPageKeeper employs both the classifier and the blacklist. As we see in this table, we see like MyPageKeeper could detect 96.6%, the classifier could detect 96.6% of the post, where blacklist could detect only 3.4% post. So that's why we are arguing like that current approaches like blacklist are not enough to identify SQL. Another takeaway here that there is a very little overlap between the blacklist and the classifier. For example, only 12 URLs were overlapping between them. Now let's look at some interesting findings we found through the lens of our MyPageKeeper dataset. First, we found like 49% MyPageKeeper users are exposed to SQL at least once in the 4 months period in our study. So that means at least one SQL appeared in any user's wall post or newsfeed. So we argue that this is at least lower bound since a lot of users make a join at the middle of the study, or some of users may leave in the middle of the study. Next, we see like 26% of SQL posts point back to Facebook in terms of like a malicious Facebook apps, malicious Facebook events, or malicious Facebook pages. So this is sort of my favorite slide, where we found that a parasitic behavior is going on in Facebook, for example, which is trying to artificially inflate the number of likes in Facebook pages. So what is going on? So a lot of business who incorporated their product in Facebook pages and try to increase the number of likes of their product page, right? So for that, why? There are two reasons to increase the number of likes. First, if you have a better number of likes, it has the notion of higher popularity. And second, if you have a better number of likes, you get a better reachability. When, if you send any advertisement, you will, that will appear into a lot of users' newsfeed. So in order to increase the number of likes, some Facebook page actually hiring some dedicated spamming service, which we call here like as a service. For example, here, this Acura dealership page, they want to increase the number of likes in their page. So they hire a like as a service called like page play and win, which starts propagating such messages. When user click this message, it points back to that Acura Facebook page and ask user to click the like of the page to get some rewards. So the problem here is that like they are not asking user to click like based on their product. Instead, they're asking user to click like based on their promised product if they can play and win the game. They don't stop here. Next, they ask user to install the app so that they can spam the user's wall further to propagate this campaign. We found like 721 distinct like as a service URL in our 4 months of data study. So the like play and win like as a service, we found others like games, fan offer, latest promotion, and so on. So there are other apps which are using, being used as a like as a service. So in summary, in this talk, we presented MyPageKeeper, a free Facebook security applications. The three takeaway from this presentation can be, first, like the reach of software is widespread. Second, like the existing defense is not sufficient to identify software. And third, we showed that MyPageKeeper is accurate and efficient. Last, we identified like as a service, artificial way to boost the number of likes in Facebook pages. So that concludes my talk, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Questions? Okay, so let me ask you a question while people are warming up with other questions. So I assume that this kind of social malware, since it propagates fast, it's important to detect them fast.
Yes.
So have you looked at your data and see how many samples that does your classifier need to accurately detect whether that some post is a software or not?
So for now, we are using like 5 features for the classifier, and we see sort of like it is accurate, like we said, in at least in the 4 months study in our cases. So there are other features that can be used to improve that time-based thing. For example, we can consider the time of the post appearing in any user's wall post and news feed, and correlate the time difference between the same sort of the campaign and infer it for identifying the software or not. But so far, we have not used it, though.
Okay.
I'm Yezan Bushma from UOPC. But the first thing, I hope you were encrypting all of the stuff you were sending to your database and consented the user for that.
So you're saying like we are anonymizing the data set or not?
So the application takes a permission to crawl the user's wall and all of the user feed. So how did you send the content to your server?
So right now it is like JSON-based data set, Facebook returns, and that's all. That's all we exactly store in that way, in that format.
Is it encrypted?
Not so far.
Okay. The second question, did you try to cross-list your results with Facebook security? Because as far as I know, they perform blacklisting from services like Web of Trust, other, in addition to AV vendor own products.
Yeah. So at some point we tried to communicate with them, but that was not that much like response from that their side. So that's all I guess.
Well then, let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.